that's just, it's always been a,
but we're asking in you, money's not in you, so, so you're saying the ability to earn money, the ability to make money.
I'm just having a lot of money.
But what about in you? We're not talking about outside of you, we're talking about in you. What's lacking in you? Lots of things are lacking outside of you. That's everybody's story. But we're asking about you, so it only means inside you.
I just don't think I'm a very good guy.
So that's your job, to figure out what's lacking. My suggestion for you is to give some thought, really ponder, really investigate, examine what's lacking in you, not outside you. Not I don't have a nice house, not I don't have a good enough car, not I don't have the right clothes. These are all outside things. Everybody lacks outside things.
But that's what it feels like to me.
I understand. But that won't give you any answers. What'll give you answers is, what are you lacking on the inside? And you need to have some answers to those questions. That would be the right thing for you to do, to think about. Because it's just all too vague. You haven't fleshed it out. You haven't thought about it in enough detail yet to be able to know what it all means. So I'm suggesting you think about it more serious. What is wrong with me? What is lacking inside me? Why is there this feeling that something isn't there? What is it that isn't there? Get more specific. I don't mean this minute. I mean, really give this some thought. Spend some time on it. Yeah. Not just sit down sometime, have a cup of coffee and spend 10 minutes on it. I mean, really think about this for days or weeks until you have some sense of a clear answer, a clear idea on what's lacking in you.
Is there an answer to that question? Like, is there an actual answer to that question?
There's got to be.
Because if you weren't playing the comparison game, then would there be something to measure?
See, it doesn't matter, because for him it isn't the comparison game. For him, there's a real feeling of lack that's there, whether he's comparing or not. And he can't say what it is. And until he can say what, there's only two possibilities. Either he could say what it is, and that's why I'm asking him to think about it, because it's not enough to just say, I'm lacking something. You have to be able to say what you're lacking, or else you're just stuck forever having no clue why you're feeling like this and what the feeling is about. There's only two possibilities. Find out what it is, or when you investigate it, it leads to something else. I don't know which will happen for him.
Do you have an idea of what I think I'm lacking?
How do I know? As far as I'm concerned, I'm not even going to go there. You're going to have to figure that out. It's in, the feeling is in you, and you have to figure out what it's about. And like I say, there's only two things that can come out of it. Either you identify what it is that feels like it's lacking, or you see that there's nothing to identify and it leads to something else, some other question or even some other answer, but it leads in a different direction. I don't know which will happen for you, but one or the other will.
So there might not be anything to identify.
You won't know that until you try to identify it. There may be a lot to identify, and there may be nothing, but you'll never know unless you identify it, unless you try. You've got to figure this out.
Yeah, I feel that way.
Which way?
That it's something that's important for me to figure out.
Well, I'm simply encouraging you because that's what you're telling me. So if it's that important, then we need to figure it out. Then let's figure it out.
So it's what do I
what
think
are you
is
lacking?
Lacking?
Yeah. Not outside,
not
inside.
Inside.
In you. Money's not in you. Clothes aren't in you. Friends aren't in you. What are you lacking in you?